Welcome back to the Deep Dive, the Pit Cop podcast. This is where we cut through all the noise, take a whole stack of source material, and really just distill it down for you.
We do. And today we have a really fascinating mission. We're trying to crack the code on romantic chemistry. We're using some incredible insights from Pitcott that focus on, you know, the atmosphere of attraction.
That's right. And we're not just talking about dating tips here. We're looking at the invisible infrastructure, you could say, the atmosphere that really sets the stage for those sparks.
It's that moment. The material from Pitcott describes it perfectly. Your chest thumps, your throat gets dry, and it just feels like the air is charged.
And what's great is that this isn't about magic. It's about practical, positive steps you could actually take to curate those moments.
It's about recognizing that attraction is often about shared high arousal experiences, things you can create.
Okay, so let's unpack that. This core idea that atmosphere is this invisible glue.
Yeah, it creates a physiological shortcut to closeness. It's a subtle shift that can completely flip how you see someone.
I think the best way to understand this is that anecdote from the source material, the one at the college house party.
Oh, that's a perfect example, because everyone's been there.
Right. So the author's sitting next to someone they've known for years, just a friend, no romantic feelings at all.
Zero. Purely platonic.
But then the atmosphere changes, the friend leans in close, their knee brushes theirs, a faint scent, maybe perfume, maybe laundry soap.
And boom. Everything changes. The heart starts racing. The air feels thick with possibility. And that just friends idea, it just shatters.
So why is that feeling so important? Why should you, our listener, care about that one little moment?
Because it shows the psychological mechanism perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains, our bodies, they're wired for connection. And what happens is something called excitation transfer.
Okay, what's that?
It's when a spike in your heart rate, a rush of adrenaline, it can essentially trick your mind into attributing that arousal to the person next to you.
So you're almost cheating the system a little bit.
In a way, yeah. The atmosphere does the heavy lifting for you. Think about the classic example from the source. Holding hands during a scary movie.
Right. It suddenly feels so intimate.
Exactly. It's not the movie itself. It's the shared fear. Your nervous system is already on high alert, and your brain just assigns that feeling, that thumping heart, to the person you're with. It's a shortcut.
That's fascinating. And that level of analysis is why we do this. Now, before we get into the actual places you can go to create this, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel.
And don't forget to activate that notification bell. You don't want to miss our new uploads.
Okay, so we've got the psychology down. The mind can be influenced. Now let's talk about the physical space, the venue.
Oh, the venue is critical.
Yeah.
You can't separate the two. It's the road the engine drives on. If your stage is wrong, the performance will just flop.
The source material is so clear on this. A dull, noisy place, a big, brightly lit chain restaurant.
It just fizzles. The spark has no chance. You need a thoughtful spot to create the potential for, you know, fireworks.
And the Pitcott research gives some really specific recommendations. These aren't just random ideas. They're environments designed for connection.
Let's start with the first one, nature walks.
Why there?
Well, for one, it's calming. Fresh air, open space. Mm-hmm. It takes the pressure off, but it's also the shared sensory input.
The sound of leaves crunching.
Exactly. That rhythm. You're walking side by side, not staring at each other across a table. It's less like an interview. Conversation just flows.
I see. It removes that pressure cooker feeling.
It really does. Next up, you've got cafes. The classic.
And they work for a reason.
They're perfectly designed for coziness. Small tables force you a bit closer. Soft music sets a tone. And warm drinks. Studies actually show the increased feelings of psychological warmth. It's built for long talks.
It's all about intentional intimacy. Okay, and then you have the complete opposite end of the spectrum, amusement parks.
Yes, the high-octane choice. Thrills, screams, laughter. Nothing bonds people like shared adrenaline. It forces vulnerability. It's basically a giant excitation transfer machine.
Which brings us right to that fast track idea, using specific activities to leverage that excitement. Because excitement mimics attraction.
And your body often can't tell the difference. That's the key.
Now, some people might hear this and think, isn't that a little manipulative? Using fear to create a connection.
That's a valid question. Is it real chemistry or just a trick?
Right. If you're tricking the mind, what are you actually building?
And the Pitcott material addresses this. It's not manipulation if the sharing is genuine. You're creating a powerful, memorable foundation. The goal isn't to rely on the trick. It's to use it to open the door for a deeper connection to grow.
So it's like using adrenaline as fertilizer for the spark.
Exactly. Not as the flame itself. So yeah. Let's talk tactics. The classic has to be roller coasters.
Oh, for sure. That big drop.
It creates an instant physical moment. You grab a hand. You lean in for comfort. You're bonding through this shared peril. And the relief and laughter afterward is just pure connection.
Or for something a bit more controlled, haunted houses.
Shared fear is fear halved. It's the perfect excuse to stay close. And you walk out with this high-stakes memory you just created together.
I like that the methodology also includes things that aren't just about fear, like sports.
Absolutely. Playful competition, like tennis or even just mini golf. It lights sparks. You see how they handle pressure, their sense of humor. It's an active, engaged atmosphere.
It's about planning experiences, not just dates. That's such a key takeaway. And before we move on, I just want to remind you that all of this analysis comes from the research described by Pitcott.
To really explore the material behind this deep dive, you can visit www.pitcott.com.
So we've set the stage, but the actors still need to deliver their lines. Let's talk about the actual interaction, the conversation.
Right. This is where you have to dig deeper. No more surface level chatter. It's a chemistry killer.
Forget how's work.
Please. The emphasis has to be on open-ended questions. Questions that invite them to share something real. Instead of asking about their job, ask, what's a dream you've never told anyone?
That's a big one.
It is.
Yeah.
Or even, what's the most important lesson you've learned this year? It shows you care about who they are, not just what they do.
And the nonverbal cues are just as important. You can't ask a deep question while you're looking at your phone.
Oh, absolutely not. You have to be present. Nod, smile, hold eye contact for just a second longer than you normally would. Make them feel not just heard, but, you know, cared for.
And that connection can be cemented by what you're hearing in the background. Let's talk about music.
Music is so powerful. It bypasses all our intellectual defenses and goes straight to the soul. It sets a rhythm, a tone, and it anchors memories so strongly.
The source gives some great examples, like small live gigs.
Yeah, a dim, raw, intimate setting. There's a shared sensory experience there that's incredibly bonding. The vibrations, the shared rhythm in a dark space.
Or something even more personal, swapping playlists.
Which is like showing someone a piece of your heart, right? You're revealing your emotional landscape through songs. It's a huge act of vulnerability.
And then there's laughter. I think humor is maybe the most underrated tool here.
Totally. Shared laughter is an instant secret language. It just says, hey, we get each other. We see the world the same way.
Whether it's a comedy show, a funny movie, even a really bad funny movie.
Oh, especially a bad one. That's where the best inside jokes come from. And once you have an inside joke, that's a permanent part of your shared atmosphere.
So we've created the spark, we've boosted it with adrenaline, sealed it with humor, but here's the critical part from the Pitcott material.
Atmosphere creates the spark, but real connection is built over time.
Right. This is the difference between a great first date and an actual lasting relationship. How do you maintain it?
The research gives four pillars for that. The first is quality time and shared experiences. You have to keep creating those rich memories. Piling them up.
It's about consistency.
Yeah.
Which is the second pillar.
Yes. Be reliable. Nothing kills trust faster than flakiness. Trust is the foundation that all that initial excitement has to rest on.
And the third pillar is appreciation.
It sounds simple, but it's so important. Actively notice the little things they do and say thank you for them. It makes a person feel seen and valued, which reinforces the connection every single day.
And the final one, maybe the hardest one, is honest talks.
This is about real vulnerability, sharing your fears, speaking your truth, talking about the hard stuff. It's the glue that makes the bond resilient.
You can really see this in the real life examples from the research, like Tom and Emily.
Yeah, Tom planned a hike and a picnic because he knew she loved the outdoors. The atmosphere was personal and thoughtful. That sealed the initial bond.
But it lasted because he was consistent. He kept planning things and having those honest talks about their future.
Exactly. And then you have Sarah and Mike. Their second date was just a small local concert. Simple. But it used music and an intimate space to build on shared passion.
And it worked because she consistently appreciated his thoughtful gestures and he was reliable in his communication. The excitement wasn't a fluke. It was a commitment.
So when you look at all of it, the settings, the conversations, the jokes, it all comes back to that core idea.
Atmosphere is the invisible glue.
It takes two people, adds that curated spark, and makes a moment unforgettable. Whether it's a roller coaster or just a whispered joke, it's the feeling that matters. The key is to be genuine, be curious, and just let the moment breathe.
So we know that excitement can, you know, trick the mind into attraction, and the Pitcott research is so positive about using that, which leaves us with a final thought to mull over. If that novelty and shared adventure are so powerful at the beginning, how important is it to keep creating those high arousal moments even after you're in a stable relationship? Does the magic disappear when you get off the roller coaster for good?
That is a fascinating question to take with you.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to dive deeper into these methods, remember, everything we cover today is derived from the bestseller ebooks on our ebook store. You can visit www.pitcott.com/books to download them.
And please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this.
We'd also love for you to subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and be sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.